It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes podcast. Is this week nine? Is that where we're at, fellas? Week nine? I believe it's week nine. I'm your host, Chris Kirkwood, Kirk Dees. Back once again with my two friends. We've got the notorious one, Derek Farnsworth at RG_notorious. We've got the best Ticketmaster ad reader in the game, Millie Maker winner. Guy does it all. Bobby Gomes at Bobby Gomes DFS. We're back. We're going to bring the energy. We got one guy with a flu game to put on here. So I'm expecting a big week. No smooth sailing, no issues in recording and whatnot. But how are we feeling? How'd you guys do last week? Noto, what's happening?
Yeah, what's going on, boys? Good to be back. Week nine. Season's halfway over. Kind of crazy to think about. But week eight, best week of the season for me. Had a lineup with AJ Brown, Lamb, McBride. That McBride touchdown at the end, I don't know if you guys caught that, where the whole team just carried him into the end zone. That certainly helped. And then can't believe they didn't blow that dead. But then I had the Broncos.
I was saying chalk can move mountains. You know what I mean?
That's perfect.
I was just watching it. But it's good. Good to see you. Had a good week. How'd you do, Bobby?
Did all right. Had Dak, just couldn't get the right combos. So on to week 10. Main slates in general, like I think I should just move to showdowns for like some sort of ceiling. I just haven't been able to find my bearings on main slates since week one, or just hit the right combination for that matter. I got a lot of Waddle too, and just didn't have enough AJ Brown.
I swapped out CeeDee Lamb last second on Yahoo. I won a little or broke even. On DraftKings, I had a good lineup. I did one single entry. I had the Tua, Waddle, Tyreek, and I ran it back with Bourne and Davis, who's going to be popular now. And I thought there was a good chance at one point in time, but it all fizzled out. You know, when you put your money in the hands of Mac Jones, just doesn't seem to ever work out. But this week's pretty interesting. It's a pretty, would you call it gross slate, guys?
Yeah.
Very gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty gross. We've got a lot of backups. We got one game with like a decent total, which is the Cowboys at Philly, correct? Is that what it is? Let me see. Pull up here. 47 point, yep, total. And then the next highest total is the Colts at the Carolina Panthers. So it's interesting. Just look at, like, team totals. You've got, like, 5 teams that have a 22-point team total or higher. And then it's, like, the rest of them have, like, under 18 points. There's 5 teams with under 18 point total. So this is a pretty gross slate. We've got really bad backup quarterbacks all over the place. So this will be interesting on how we attack it. But big picture overview. Also, Amanda, if you got any injury news that we're waiting on or and whatnot, but let me know, Noto.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be the guy to talk about when it comes to injuries, but so busy with the NBA going on that, a little behind there. I don't think there are any main injuries that we are still waiting on. But, the slate's pretty ugly. I think we just got to embrace the ugliness because if you go in with a bad attitude, you're probably going to not perform all that well. But, a lot of cheap quarterbacks you can choose from this week and a lot of value at each position. We got a couple running backs that are filling in. Chuba Hubbard's getting the start as well as who's the other? Houston Singletary's getting the start for Damian Pierce. And then New England's got a lot of injuries in the receiver room, so we could get some Demario Douglas chalk. So I think we got plenty of value to choose from. You just got to choose where you want to spend up on the slate.
Did I just realized something. Did I say – I must have said it doesn't matter. So Singletary is going to be interesting how we attack this blank because he's like our cheap one. But the thing is that Vita Vea is back, and I say this forever. He matters. He's the best run stuffer. You can't run by that guy. It just takes up so much space. So you got to push it to the outside. Screen game would still be in play and whatnot. He is cheap, so he's going to be the popular one. The New England situation that you touched on with the receivers, they just have no one. I mean, this was the worst receiver group probably ever put together, and now we're down basically our number one in New England. I mean, they're horrendous. I meant to say Douglas. I said Davis. So I had my head spinning from NBA too. But he's tiny guy. He's electric. Juju is going to be in play again, potentially at 3,100. I mean, just think, look at this. This is the receiver core: Douglas, Juju Smith-Schuster, Rager. We'll see if isn't Tyquan Thornton. Isn't he?
I think he's going to be back.
Yeah. So he's not bad, but, they're probably going to do a lot of tight end stuff, I would imagine, with Henry and Gesicki. And Farrell Brown even has been getting some targets and whatnot. But, this whole slate is gross. We'll go through it. We'll go like we always do. We'll start at the running back position. We'll take it over to QB, pair that with our wide receiver. Then we got to talk about tight ends. Bobby has told me he has been preparing all week for this defensive segment this week. He's really upset that the internet failed him. So he takes that personal. He apologized to me off camera and said he's going to make it up to us. So we're in for a treat there. Maybe I'll throw a couple of UFC plays at the end that I'm betting on. And let's go from there. So I'll start the show off. Always look at the Blitz Most plays. You got coming in. It's Indy and Carolina. Indy just been playing so fast. But Carolina showed us last week how gross they can make a game look. But then the next game for on the Blitz Most Plays is Tampa Bay at Houston. Then it's Minnesota at Atlanta. And we've got really shaky quarterbacks going on in that game. A lot of injuries in that game too. Could be a couple of spots. But then the marquee game kind of, it seems like everyone wants to play because it's the high total. And with good players is Dallas at Philly. Over Pat Thorman's article at Thorman Snaps and Pace. Or at ETR, he's got Dallas at Philly as an up-and-pace game, Indy at Carolina as an up-and-pace game, and Seattle at Baltimore. So they both have Indy at Carolina, pretty much both have Dallas at Philly, and then Cardi's got the Tampa-Houston game, and they've got the Seattle at Baltimore game. But, all right, running back position, let's start it off. So we did already mention the fact that Pierce went down, and also Singletary is going to be a cheap, chalky play. He's 4,300. I want to get your guys' thoughts on that. But Kamara, man, that was my like big brain fade on Yahoo last week. And it kind of, it didn't really work, but it wasn't, didn't absolutely kill me. But, you know, it's what I've been saying, that he just hasn't found the end zone. And on that type of usage, it's just insane. He had 17 rushing attempts. He had 5 targets. And, like, even with Taysom, like, trying to vulture, like, touchdowns, he got in one through the passing, one through receiving, had a nice 27 fantasy points. Usage is insane with this guy. So I imagine we're all going to like him. Bijan Robinson is finally cheap now. There are some injuries in Atlanta, not from the running backs. He still has the same committee over there, but Drake London is out this week. So just some of their passing, you know, game just makes more sense to get him involved in the passing game potentially this week. And also the fact that he's just finally cheap, like everyone like has like made him chalk at like 7,900 and whatnot through other weeks, but certainly playable now. Man, I want to hear if Bobby has any interest in Ramondre Stevenson. We got to talk Jonathan Taylor. And then last but not least, we got to talk about the absolute insane elite usage that Saquon Barkley is getting. Have you ever seen a stat line, 36 rushing attempts, 5 targets, 3 receptions? I know that's a first for me. But yeah, what are you thinking over at the running back position this week, Noto?
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of good guys. I guess I'll start with Barkley. Even before last week's 39 touches, he had 24 the week before, 28 the week before that. So since he's come back from injury, he's just been a workhorse and nice matchup there against Vegas. So I don't mind looking at that. You mentioned Kamara. He has 39 receptions in his 5 games since coming off the suspension. And the Bears have allowed more receiving yards to running backs than anyone in the league. So I like that play. Love Jonathan Taylor. We've seen his snap count go up each of the last 4 weeks, highlighted 62% last week. He had, I think, 81 rushing yards in the first quarter and then ended with 98. So anybody that had him just had to sweat that 100-yard bonus and never got there. But Panthers dead last in DVOA against the run, dead last in rush GPA. So really like the spot for JT. And then I'm going back to Bijan. You mentioned the injuries there. I also like the fact that new quarterback in Atlanta. I don't think that's going to hurt Bijan whatsoever. Heineke can hopefully move the offense a little bit better. So, yeah, those would probably be my main 4. In terms of the values, I do like Singletary on a point-per-dollar basis. I don't think I'm going to use a ton of him in tournaments. I think Chuba Hubbard was going to be the popular play, and now nobody's going to play him. So I'd probably rather play Chuba over Singletary in tournaments.
Bobby, what are you thinking?
Yeah, 8,100 for Kamara, even versus the Bears. I know they're giving up so many receiving yards to backs. I think it becomes an interesting decision point if his ownership continues to climb. I'll probably play him, but I just don't know how over the field I'll be. Really like Jonathan Taylor versus Carolina. I think he's the one of the four that Noda mentioned that kind of gets lost in translation or sees a lesser ownership clip than what we kind of have him at. So don't mind him versus Carolina. 6,400 is a very nice price tag as well. In terms of like just the $4,300 chalk and Singletary, I think like paying up to DeMercado for Arizona is an interesting way to kind of differentiate that if you don't want to kind of go 2x on that. DeMercado versus Arizona's playing.
I think he's been ruled out if I'm not wrong. I think. Let me double check.
Oh, really?
Let me see.
No, I think you're right.
Yep.
I had him pegged. That's not the greatest. So I guess Singletary's the guy then at 4,300.
Who do they have? Keontae Ingram.
I'm not playing Ingram. I thought DeMercado was like one of those like not in the mold of like a Darren Sproles type because he's not even close to that, but like that's I feel like that's the kind of back he is as a scat back that he's like a poor man's, I don't know, he seems like relatively electric. So versus, well, Cleveland's a run punt too, so I don't know if I want to. Their defense is strong, but definitely not playing Ingram versus Cleveland. Saquon, like you guys hit on the usage versus Vegas, he'd probably be one of my favorites as well. And it's kind of all I got for running back right now. I got lost with DeMarco not being in there.
Well, when we they've got a quarterback, we're going to have to discuss too. Clayton Tune is going to be quarterbacking the.
Did you see who his comp was on Player Profiler?
No, who is it?
Josh Dobbs, of all people. What are the odds of that?
Yeah. All right, let's see who else. So, surprise, surprise. I love Aaron Jones this week. Is it they're going to kill me with coach speak again? Because Matt LaFleur said that they're ready to cut him loose when asked about Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones is saying he feels great, best he's ever felt. So, God, I've fallen for this trap so many damn times. But, like, he is electric, and he can do a ton. He can do it, open up a ton in the passing game, and matchup against the Rams is good. I know they're 29th in DVOA versus the run. And, like, I think Aaron Jones has burnt so many people. I'm not sure any people are going to, you know, I think a lot of people are going to have that same reaction. Oh, I'm not falling for this again. But he could be absolutely all systems go with him. This game could get kind of interesting. So Aaron Jones is one. Jerome Ford, I'm liking down at 5,300 because I can't imagine Arizona putting up any kind of fight in this game. And if that's the case, then they could just run the ball and you'll rushing equity for touchdowns could be in play. So I like that. Anybody have thoughts on Tony Pollard? Are you done with him?
I mean, if you've been playing in the last 5 weeks, you kind of got to play him again. It's a tougher matchup than we saw last week, but price point's cheap, especially on FanDuel. He's like in the sixes over on FanDuel. So he's interesting. My issue with Ford is that last week, I know he was dealing with an injury, but it was basically a three-way timeshare. They were using Pierre Strong just as much as Ford, and they were using Kareem Hunt. Last 3 weeks, Kareem Hunt had 16 red zone touches compared to 2 for Ford. So that worries me a little bit, but to your point, great matchup against Arizona. We saw Baltimore run all over them. What about Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, so this is a game interesting. So they finally – it was nice to wake up to that alert and see that McDaniels was fired. What a moron. Like,
I wish that story was
true. I got another – what story?
Did you see the Athletic posted?
Oh, with the with the owner. The owner.
With the fortune cookie.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. But anyways, what a bonehead. Like, and Jimmy G, I'm glad they're benching Jimmy G. So this game is going to be interesting because now you got, like, they're all fired up. The new coach, easy matchup against the Giants. You would think that they'll just come. They're going to play, you know, try to like cater to their new, like all they should be doing is getting the ball to their studs, which is Josh Jacobs and Devontae Adams. And it was sickening. I played Adams on the showdown slate big and, he should have had 2 wide open touchdowns and Jimmy G just can't pass. It's incredible. But, I'm trying to look at other guys that I'm trying to get. Any thoughts on Henderson? You know, any thoughts on the Rams game in general with, you know, because we're waiting on Stafford news. You have any kind of a take there on whether you think Stafford's going to suit up? This offense is going to be able to give anything, and then maybe we could play Darrell Henderson.
Yeah, it looks like Stafford's questionable, and Puka Nacua was added to the injury report too. He's questionable, so might be a good Henderson game. In my little chart that I do in the first look, the Rams are actually number 2 in the run potential column. So good matchup for Henderson. He's cheap. Nobody's going to play him. I don't mind that one bit.
There's Gus the Bus with 2 monster games back to back, just killing Lamar, we're going to get to he's going to be he's one of the 2 high end quarterbacks that we have. I don't know, Bobby, you got any other flyers?
That's pretty much it. probably going to be pretty condensed at running back. I did like the Bijan call. It's nice that he gets Heinicke, finally a competent quarterback. So I don't know. I tried to get ahead of Bijan last week. Didn't work out. Probably be right back to playing him this week.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about QB. This, because QB is kind of incredibly disgusting. So we've got two high-end plays. We've got Jalen Hurts, who's battling a knee injury, right? So he's not running as much. He's still doing the tush pushes, and that's and he's it's increasing his passing numbers. I mean, he threw for 319 yards last week versus Washington. Seems like everybody throws for 319 yards, at least versus Washington. But anyways, had a big game. This is a tougher matchup with Dallas, but it is the high total game. And you know, this game certainly, even though they're both two good defenses, they're also two good offenses that could completely shoot out. Lamar is right there, 8,200, a little bit more expensive. I think people are going to talk themselves off of Lamar because of the two Gus Edwards games back to back, and that they're willing to just run the ball without, you know, into the end zone. I don't know. I like, just my natural instinct tells me Hurts ahead of Lamar, but do you guys have a preference there?
I currently have both tagged because I couldn't decide between the two. And yeah, you mentioned the knee injury for Hurts. That does worry me a little bit against this Dallas defensive line. But you mentioned the passing numbers are going up. It's obviously benefited AJ Brown quite a bit. And I really like that stack, bringing it back with CD. It's expensive, but you can do it with all the value. And then every time I pull up Lineup HQ to start the show, there's always two tags on Lamar, an orange one for me and a blue one for Bobby. Every week we tag Lamar. So, yeah, I'll go back to that. Well, I don't think Gus is going to steal two touchdowns again. And Lamar has the same ceiling as Hurts. He just hasn't had the same floor this season. But, yeah, I like the matchup a little bit better for Lamar.
You got a preference, yeah, Bobby?
So for me, if I was playing cash, it'd probably be Jalen. If I was choosing for cash, but yeah, like Noda said, I think Lamar has a better matchup. Might get a slight ownership discount. So I think I'd probably prefer Lamar, just because of the matchup for tournaments.
Okay. The other guys at play, it seems like, so Dak coming off of that monster game, where he nuked last week, 30, you know, it could have been a lot worse too. They just blew out the Rams, 32 fantasy points, threw for over 300 yards, 304 yards, had four passing touchdowns. And, you know, and the week before that, he did run one in himself. So I think, you know, even though everyone's been saying he hasn't been running, you know, he has in the past two games, he's had seven rushes and then four in the last week. So he is running a little bit more. Then it gets crazy from there. And then Sam Howell against New England. It's just basically because Sam Howell is chucking. 52 pass attempts. Threw for 397 yards versus the Eagles. That's got to be embarrassing for the Eagles. Four passing touchdowns in that game. Now is playing this New England team that I don't have much faith in, but by the end of the show, I'll probably be on the game stack in this game somehow, some way, because it's what happens unless you guys talk me out off of it. But he's there. Baker Mayfield's there. Gardner Minshew is there. Daniel Jones. All right. I've been told that Noto has self-excluded himself from Daniel Jones, so I'm glad. They should do that for, like, individual. That's something I'll talk to Aguilar. I'm going to mention that as, like, if you could self-exclude from a player in DFS.
Maybe we could add it to the RG extension, or they just don't show up in the player pool.
Yeah.
Is the RG extension back up? I've been trying to get it going. It's not showing me my exposure still.
I don't know. I think it worked. I think it worked for me, but I don't know. Derek Carr, CJ Stroud. I mean, then it gets absolutely horrific. Then like guys like Mac Jones, Jaren Hall for Minnesota, AOC, Aiden O'Connell is back. I'm actually kind of on board with AOC this week, but Because I just think, like, you have to, like, with everything said and done, like, he was working with Jacobs in the passing game when he played, and also you have to feed Devontae after what's been going on. Like, you just like, it's not that hard, right? Like, you can design plays to get him the ball and let him just, you know, do what he does. It's crazy the way that McDaniels and everybody was doing it. Just sickening. But and then Deshaun Watson, like, there's so much gross stuff here. So who are your two favorite plays besides Hurts and Jackson?
Well, I only play a handful of lineups every week, 4 to 5, and I don't think I'm playing anyone besides Lamar and Hurts. So probably not the right guy to ask. I think there's enough value at other positions. But if I had to choose two, I would probably go with AOC. You mentioned that I've been playing the squeaky wheel narrative for Devontae for a month now, and it hasn't worked. He should have had a big game last week. And I think he's just going to be chucking against the Giants, so I don't mind that. And then somehow, I just haven't been there for any of the big games, so it's hard for me to click his name now. But, yeah, those would be my two favorites besides the expensive options.
Bobby's going to bring the thunder. Bobby's going to have some plays here.
Yeah, you're not going to love him. I'm going back to Derek Carr. Played him on my single-entry team last week. Had him with Olave. Wanted to get him with Shaheed. I don't know why. I didn't end up finding a build I liked with Shaheed. I had more Shaheed in tournaments, but single-entry I had Olave for whatever reason. You know, obviously didn't get there. I think I can go back to Carr versus Chicago. Probably chase that flop lag with Olave a little bit.
Shaheed was going to be popular if Michael Thomas was out. He was like the chalk. It was going to be chalk. And of course, Michael Thomas in, and he still smashes.
I stayed on him.
Nice.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know. It's he does that on two catches. It's like kind of very high variance, but I thought he was a good play, even with Thomas. Because I felt like with Thomas being in, just lowered his ownership a little bit.
Here's a fun game. Can you guys name two wide receivers that are going to be active this week for the Falcons?
London? No, he's not active.
Mac Hollins.
Okay.
You want to know, him?
One fantasy
reason why
point.
I know him is because he was my best Rainmaker card. He was like the Rainmaker I had last.
He is honestly like the Tony Snell of the NFL, Mac Hollins, this season.
He won me like some Rainmakers one week last season.
He's getting so much. He's seeing so many snaps and doing absolutely nothing.
No second active guy.
It's Van Jefferson, right?
There you go. All right. Because I was just looking at who Heineke was going
to be pulled, throwing to. I just pulled it up.
I wouldn't have been able to name one, I don't think.
I didn't know Scotty Miller is down there. Formerly of the Bucks. Kadarrell Hodge. I mean, yeah, that's gross. So that should work for Bijan. Like, they'd be stupid if they don't get Bijan in space. And what about Kyle Pitts?
He probably won't, knowing the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur Smith.
All right. So are anybody know anything about Clayton Tune?
Nope.
All right.
No.
Let's go. Let's move on. This week is disgusting. So for me, personally, and I play more of the smaller stuff. It just hurts Lamar. I'll play some Dak. I'll definitely play Dak for sure. I don't mind Derek Carr when you said I wasn't going to like it. I'm actually, you know, he's got good weapons. He uses Kamara in the passing game, in the dome, and against an awful Chicago secondary. So, yeah, I'm on board there too. It just sucks when Taysom vultures. But
I think it's really just we kind of hit on it. It's Lamar, Hurts, and Carr. Like, maybe you can make the case for Howell, like you made at the top, but there's no one like really standing out, in my opinion, too much.
Should we be on Dak more?
So I said that was my number. That was my number three. Like, I don't see why not. Like, the Eagles have been getting torched in the past.
Yeah, if Howell can do it, I think Dak can do it.
Yeah, Willie, I don't know, but he can. All right.
I know the Cowboys. They'll be down 21, and then it'll be Dak time.
Yeah, some ridiculous. All right, wide receiver. We've got an alpha to pay up for. It's just – it's like – let me see. Like, let's see. It's hard to play him with Jalen Hurts, but A.J. Brown is the clear number one wide receiver of the week this week. So it'll be interesting to get your take there. Terry McLaurin, the way that they're chucking the ball, he's had 5 solid games out of his last 7. To me, he's great for that mid-range price at 5,600. People say, oh, Belichick take away. Like, I'm so over it. This team is nothing like any past New England team. So I don't care what they say. The interesting one is going to be Adam Thielen. He's 7,500 now and still going to be chalky. Olave, Nico Collins, CeeDee Lamb. Pittman might get a boost because Downs is questionable. So I don't know. I played Tank Dell last week. I was really encouraged with Tank Dell because of they were designing like some design runs for him, and he – you know, the speed is just there. He could have had a much bigger game, but I think a big game's coming. So I like him. But who are your favorites, Noto, at wide receiver? Who'd you write up this week?
Hey, you mentioned a lot of good ones. I do like the Terry McLaurin call quite a bit. Looks like Curtis Samuel is going to be out. So even more concentrated targets there. I did tag Demario Douglas just because New England doesn't have anyone else to throw the ball to. Washington has allowed, I think, at least 24 fantasy points to quarterbacks in like 6 straight games. So Douglas has 13 targets last 2, and I think he could get 8 or more this game. I really like CeeDee Lamb. I know the Eagles have good cornerbacks, but their zone has just been getting roasted. They're actually dead last in fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. The Cowboys, coming out of the bye, force-fed the ball to Lamb last week, and obviously that worked out. So I like him quite a bit. You play A.J. Brown again, I think 125 or more yards in 5 straight games, something crazy like that. I think Dallas hasn't allowed one wide receiver to get over 95 yards this season. I think that's going to get broken by Brown this week. I like the Texans. You mentioned Robert Woods is out again, so Nico and Tank are in good spots. And, yeah, we'll go to Bobby, and then we'll circle back.
Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of Demario Douglas up from 3K to 4K. I've liked him for a little bit. In terms of A.J. Brown, 8,600, obviously leading the league in first read targets. 8,600 is getting up there. I know, and if you think about it, like all the ownership, if people are just flocking in on Hurts and Lamar, it's going to get super condensed on Brown. So in tournaments, like, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing to look to a guy like Devontae Smith. Or I don't Goddard. Know, just like – or Goddard. Yeah, just to kind of leverage Brown a little bit. Olave at 6,300. I'm going to be back on the Olave train. I was there last week. Didn't work out, but like we kind of hit on, they have a good game environment in the Dome. Don't mind him at all. Derek Carr obviously has to get him the ball. That's the one issue, but – it's going to come at some point. You just got to keep chasing it, I guess. CeeDee Lamb at 8,200. Like, I obviously went off last week. Eagles secondary has been giving up a lot of passing yards, so maybe he's someone in play. I like Terry McLaurin at 5'6 a good bit versus the Pats secondary. Feel like I could get to him. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm looking at currently. I like your Tank Dell call from last 5-3 down to Tank Dell if you want to go that route. Cooper Kupp's at 8,500 doesn't look like anyone's really playing. Well, I feel like his ownership is actually above 10%. So, yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much what I got for receiver currently.
If they if Stafford's out, it's going to, you know, could put a big – Emperor into Cooper Kupp. who's hasn't done anything really recently.
What if Puka's out and Stafford's active?
Yeah, I know.
Then it's load up, cut, Brent.
What if
the thumb injury still worries me with
and Stafford's out?
Yeah, that's it. What if they're both out? Yeah.
Yeah, if they're both out, there's no Cup.
Who's their backup?
I'm not even sure.
Let me see.
I feel like I know all these
Brett
things.
Rippin. But, okay. Brett Rippin.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, we've seen this before. Yeah, not good. Henderson. It's got to be Henderson. But, all right. Yeah, I played Douglas last week. I've been on this guy. I was, like, the only one who played him. But, and now he's going to be chalk. It's funny how that works. But, I have to like Devontae.
Yeah.
I mean, it just would blow my mind if they don't like no one's going to want to play him at 8,100. He's dirt cheap on Yahoo for people who wanted me to put out some Yahoo plays. Probably going to end up playing him. Kind of already made up my mind that they're going to force feed him. But I don't know. I mean, do you guys have a favorite Baltimore? I mean, if you're playing Lamar, who are you running it with, Andrews, or are you going with one of the receivers? Zay.
I don't mind Zay at 5'7".
Yeah, I like Zay too. What about Amari Cooper with Deshaun back?
Yeah, so, okay, that's another thing. So Watson's off the injury report. The last time we saw him, he had the shoulder injury. He couldn't throw. You could tell it was bad. Like he was, just looked so terrible. Now he's off the injury report, says he's fine. And nobody is going to play him. Nobody wants to play him against this laying dead team of the Cardinals this week. And, you know, Watson has really good weapons. So I already mentioned before, I like the running game, but I mean, I could be talked into Amari. As long as I can blame you if it
only for Giants stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. What else are you thinking, Bobby? Oh, you know who's going to be popular? Or I've seen people been writing up. I don't think he'll be popular. Noah Brown, because he plays the slot, and the slot's been killing Tampa Bay, and he had like 65% of his routes in the slot. Former
he replaced Woods, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't hate that call.
Yeah, he had 5 targets last week, 3 receptions.
I don't think any receiver 31. price between 3K and like 3,300 has ever played well. That I've been on.
Seems like that. I mean, are people going to rush back to what's the deal with? Oh, so Brandon Cooks is 4K, is he? 4,400. I think that's reasonable for some upside on a lower salary. 44 is maybe a touch high for him, but I big play upside.
Maybe Gallup bounce back week. He was pretty popular.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but it's like I couldn't get myself to say it because I don't want to be on record.
Thielen's up to 7,500.
I know. Are you guys playing him?
Disgusting.
No, I'm not playing.
No.
We keep talking about him. Oh, his price can't go up anymore, and it does every week.
Yeah. It's weird because it's like justified.
Perfect matchup too. I mean, the Colts just give up everything over the middle, underneath.
I'm probably playing him. I've been playing him, so I'm just gonna probably play him again. I hope people kind of think, oh, we'll get off. Yeah, he's at 20% in terms of ownership. So I don't think anyone's getting off anytime soon.
So I'm getting a lot of, in like my first runs, I'm getting a lot over on Yahoo. I told people I'd talk about some plays. Olave is coming in strong. Devontae Adams is coming strong. Thielen is going to be extremely chalky. My instinct is to fade Thielen. And I'll probably convince myself to do that, but he certainly is in play. Let me see here. Terry McLaurin, much cheaper. I would probably go do that.
I like him. I think McLaurin will absolutely flame the New England secondary. 5-6 for McLaurin, like too.
Either him or Dotson. And I like your Devontae Smith call.
Yeah, Smith seems like the GTO play in that game. Like, but he's been so, the other thing is he's just been, I don't, he looks like a shell of himself. Like, they're ever since that like whole AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts incident on the sidelines, it's just been all AJ Brown, and there's very little. It just seems like Devontae Smith's just fallen out of the offense completely. Not like fallen out of it completely, but just like not himself. Because prior to that, it looked like Smith was kind of taking the turn of coming ahead of Brown in that offense. That was my opinion, at least.
And they would alternate weeks last season here and there, but like, I think AJ Brown has earned it. You know what I mean? He's just been so dominant when he's out there. He, like, some of his catches are just absolutely insane.
No, he's ridiculous. So, they both are. It just seems like for whatever reason, Devontae's not, hasn't been the same player since like week two.
So any thoughts on the Seattle wide receivers? Lockett or Metcalf, and gets the Ravens. Man,
it makes sense as bring backs, but I never know which one to play.
Yeah, I know one rule with Seattle receivers, at most one.
I'm going to convince myself. Oh, God. All right. You guys got anyone or anyone else, or should we go over to tight end?
Let's jump to tight end.
Yeah. What about Minnesota guys? Sorry. Not to any interest in Hall and the Minnesota guys?
Well, I played Addison last week.
Yeah, I'll continue to play Addison. It just looks like he's going to get so much of the volume in that offense. Definitely fine with Addison. In terms of anyone else, not really sure. Probably not.
Yeah, that's
why you like Powell at 3-2? You like Powell at 3-2?
Who likes
2? No,
you don't like Powell, do you?
No, I was just curious about any Minnesota guys. I like Addison too.
I wonder if like you could play Powell and get away with it. I'm not gonna play KJ Osborne, so I feel like if I had to choose one of the other two, it'd probably be Powell.
All right. Tight end. Here's the Minnesota receiver. It's the top play at tight end, probably TJ Hockenson.
Yeah.
Against Atlanta. 5,200 seems pretty reasonable. Dalton Schultz is in the mix at 4,200. The chalk that could move mountains, Trey McBride last week. I mean, that was just the craziest catch. I mean, it was not the catch, the crazy, like they should have blown the whistle like 5 seconds before, and they kept, I was fine with it because it helped me. I had him in like my one lineup because I didn't care about playing the chalk McBride when I had Douglas. But, I mean, that was just insane. Logan Thomas, right? So, if, you know, with Curtis Samuel out, it's going to be Dotson, Scary Terry, or Logan Thomas would make a bunch of sense. 3,500, I think he's fine. Mark Andrews is there. Dallas Goedert. We said Kyle Pitts, I think, could be interesting without Drake London. But, of course, quarterback scenario isn't so good, but – I don't know. What do you think? Who cares? Noto tight end, or you got a favorite?
Yeah, I'm with you on Hockenson. I think just anytime you get an inexperienced quarterback, he's probably going to lean on his tight end and maybe his running backs too. So he's been a big part of the offense all season. Atlanta not great against tight ends. I like that play. Looks like Bobby has him tagged as well. I like both Atlanta guys in Janu and Pitts. I think they're probably going to be the two top receivers on that offense. And then it looks like David Njoku is going to be the chalk. And if you look at his splits with Deshaun Watson, he's been really bad. Watson throws the ball to Cooper and not to Njoku. So if I'm taking a stand against one guy, it's probably going to be him. Other than that, I don't have any strong takes.
I do have a strong take. I really like Hawkinson. Not going to be the highest owned tight end. So I feel like if we were kind of going along with that wide receiver conversation from Minnesota, he's the guy that I'm probably going to have a significant amount of exposure to at that price tag. I really love the tight end position. Interesting. Mark Andrews probably not going to see any ownership. It's a good matchup versus Seattle. 6'8", people probably don't want to pay up. But, yeah, I don't mind getting to some Andrews. And then maybe some Luke Musgrave. 3-3 going against St. Louis. St. Louis is kind of bled to tight end, so don't mind some Musgrave either.
All right, this is the time. The people want to know who your filet mignon play of the day on defense is.
I have a steak waiting for me after the show, so yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to go with the Packers at 2,800.
Okay, I can see that's a good little spot. Any others? Doing the New York Giants or the Patriots? The Giants are the cheap one against AOC and the Raiders. And the Raiders' offensive line looks horrendous. And the Giants' defense has actually been playing good. So I think that will be like the chalky cash game play, don't you think? Because everyone just likes to go low, 2,300. Then your Packers are there because against the Rams, I mean, especially if Stafford doesn't play. The Pats are there against Washington, who thinned out their team a little bit on the defensive end.
So what will happen is if Stafford doesn't play, I'm sure the Packers will become the chalk, and then you could just play the Patriots and Howell versus Howell.
Let's see who else. I mean, the pay up, if you were to pay up, Browns would be the pay up spot. But I don't pay up at defense. Who else? Noto, you got one?
After the Broncos put up like 20 on the Chiefs last week, just defense is stupid. Just play the cheapest one you can fit. I mean, it's unreal how big of an impact defense has in DFS and how volatile it is. But, yeah, I'm fine with the guys you mentioned. I like the Packers. Fine with the Patriots. I don't love targeting the super cheap chalk, so I probably won't play the Giants, but I don't have any strong takes.
Okay, so let's finish it out with stacks. One for the Millie Maker type, one for the single entry small or three man entry, higher dollar stuff, and then I'll take a look at the UFC board. But, all right, start us off, Noto.
All right, I'm going I don't know if this is better for single entry or large field, but one of the most expensive stacks you can possibly build, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb. I've messed around with it. You can't afford it with all the values at running back and wide receiver. So that's my favorite stack of the week, and then – since I'm only playing two quarterbacks, I guess I'll have to go with Lamar and Zay as my other stack.
Yeah. I'm going to do a game. Bobby. Yeah. I'm going to do a game stack. I'm going to take, I can't believe I'm doing this, Mac Jones and Demario Douglas. Run it back with McLaurin.
All right. I'm going back to Dak. Back to back with Dak. And I mean, you have to, it's got to be a CD. But you can also, play Jake Ferguson at tight end, who's been pretty good. Four targets, four receptions, touchdown last week. Guy's got a couple touchdowns on the season. I don't mind that. And then obviously if I can get AJ Brown, that would be the way I would do it. But I do like the Devontae Smith call, so I would entertain that idea too as well. Man, I don't even like – I don't – I'm just, like, trying to, like, fake like I like someone else. But – because I like the Philly. I like Dak on that side. I guess I'll say Sam – just the way that he's passing, just Sam Howell and Terry McLaurin, I just like the concentrated nature of passing game weapons, especially with Curtis Samuel being out. Easy for a double stack there with McLaurin and Dotson, or McLaurin and Logan Thomas. And I have to imagine that the Pats are going to be running a lot in this game, especially with the Commanders getting weaker on the defensive end by shipping some of their guys out. So Ramondre, this has got to be a Ramondre Stevenson week. If it's not, I'm sorry, but I'll be playing it.
I actually really like that call with Stevenson.
I've got to take a look at the board for UFC quickly. So I'm definitely betting Elvis Brenner. He's kind of chalk at minus 230. I see no way he loses this fight. I'm going to be high on Denise Gomes. Angela Hill is like 38 years old. She's taking a lot of damage. But this Gomes girl is a killer, and she's in front. You know, it's in Brazil in front of her home crowd. I just think that, you know, Father Time is going to catch up with Angela Hill. Those are my favorite two plays. I don't really have an underdog play that I like, so I'm parlaying those two, and I'm playing them singly as well as of right now. All right. Any final words for the people? I got a couple of suggestions. If people want to complain about the energy on this show, all you got to do is put it up to 2x speed. And we are, you know, it's like we're on meth talking, like going, you know. So
that's actually, I can't believe more people aren't listening on 2x. Like, you should be listening on 2x, right? Or 1.25.
You know, no? We weren't gifted with broadcast radio voices. We're trying to do the best we can. But we appreciate any of the comments, suggestions. All right, we good?
Check out Sim Labs.
Oh yeah, I played around with it. I didn't use it. I played around with it.
Do you have a hand in it, Noda? Are you on the back end there?
No, not on the back end. Not smart enough. They don't include me in those conversations. But yeah, I'm very new to the Sim Wars game, so I'm excited to get involved.
Bobby's nice. A big Sim bro, so. This is now yep. Going to be stepping on his turf now. We're trying to make it easy for the people. It's pretty easy. I just wanted to get a little more clarity on a couple of things. So I did. I liked it a lot. I just didn't shove the lineups in, but it comes out with good builds. You know, it saves a lot of time of the correlating, like rules you have to make for correlation and whatnot. You know, it's all there already. So. Yeah, if you're not like a master at lineup HQ, and as this Sim Labs gets better, I know they're going to be including it in all sports, but you're going to have a tool that works really well. So check that out over at RotoGrinders. Is it still free at this point?
Yep, still free for a little while.
Can you sort by range ROI? I don't know. I don't think you can, Bobby, looking at it. I'm just looking.
That sounds like a symbol.
We're trying to give a good plug here, and Bobby's got to ruin it right there. Is it stored by ROI?
No, it's not a bad. It's not. I'm just. This is my first time, like, really looking at it. I'm just wondering. I love the idea of not having to correlate stuff. So, if you're on a showdown slate and you have to think through, oh, do I need to play this guy with? And basically, does it for you. So,
I can play a naked QB, or I can play a naked wide receiver, and you know. In this captain spot, can you, you know, all those things. All right. That was week 9. We will be back again for week 10. This was less bumpy, you know, still some dead air time by me. That's stuff that I got to work on. I'm aware of it at people, you know, but
did you get like, were the comments like really bad last week? What did we do? What did we do?
We only got 95% positive, and Kirk just takes the negative ones.
Yeah, you're focusing on the one bad comment. There's always
a
bad.
It's cumulative.
Someone's always out there. Got a troll. It's all right.
All right. So this has been the RGDFS Tournament Takes podcast, week 9 edition. We'll be back next week for week 10. Thank you.